Good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning? It's a beautiful day. A few announcements this morning. So we have our new youth pastor and his wife here, Abe and Diana. Where are you? And the entire crew, it looks like. Welcome. How was your move?
It was good.
Good? Plenty of people?
Oh, yeah.
I heard somebody mention that they were really glad you have a lot of brothers, a lot of strong backs to help move, so... Welcome this morning. Today, after the message that Mr. Hall's preaching, we'll have a love offering for Jill Wyant to help cover her medical expenses. And some future events in the calendar. We have VBS coming up. We may have a short clip this week if we can figure out the technical side of that. Otherwise, we'll have a short clip next week on VBS. And then Mr. Kettlehut will be speaking on that a little bit. And we are still looking for somebody, if you are interested, for mowing at the church here. Gary and Carolyn Schwartz and Drew were good for the mowing for years and years and years. So this is not often a slot that comes open, so it's rare. So now is your time to jump on it. This won't come around for hopefully another 30 years. So, and that should be it for announcements. So... Next on the docket, because I have never done this before, this will not be as smooth as when our pastors are here. So our call to worship is Romans 12, 9 through 13. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. And now we'll have a responsive reading in the back of your hymnals on page, I guess it doesn't even have a page. We are on 674 in the back of your hymnals. And it's way in the back. So I will read the first paragraph there in 674, and the responsive reading from the congregation will be the second paragraph in bold. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. Thank you. All right, so now is our time of prayer. And if anybody has any prayer or praises, fire away. Yes, Ernie. Okay. Good. I'm sure we'll get I'll get an update from his brother Bob, my normal 10:30 at the gun store. But he's also my weather report too, so I never have to read a weather app. So, anybody else? Yes, Mark.
Our youth pastor got moved into town yesterday.
Yes. Good praise. Anybody else? Yes.
I have to say a safe flight. I got to see my kids. I was traveling alone as a grandmother and great grandmother. It's a little scary, but God kept me safe and we made a very pleasant trip. So I'm here for a week.
Now I'm going to apologize. What is your name?
Becky.
Becky? Okay. Absolutely. Anybody else? Charlie. Blake, you said, is in the hospital with pneumonia? Okay, and that's your brother-in-law? Anybody else? Oh, there you are. Sorry. I was wondering where the voices come from. Yep. Verna Becker? Okay. So Verna Becker will be 95 this week, you said? What day is that? Do you know? 12? Okay. All right. Anyone else? All right. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your house today, and just thank you for everyone that walks through these doors. And you know our needs. You know our struggles. And we just thank you for loving us and being with us throughout all of our time, and especially this morning. We pray for Richard Labor, that his health problems will, that you will watch over him, that he will be healed by you, and that you would just comfort him and be with him. We just thank you that he is feeling better, and that you would continue to watch over him as he continues on his process of healing. We thank you so very much that Ava and Diana were able to make it here safely, get moved in, and just be with them as their transition continues here and starts here, really, in a new town, away from family, that we may come around them and become like family to them, and just welcome them into our community, and just thank you for their calling here and filling a position of great need and great importance in our community. And thank you for a safe flight and the week ahead for Becky, that she may enjoy her time here, and use the time wisely and enjoy it and have a great week. And we pray for Charlie Harkin's brother-in-law, Blake, as he's in the hospital with pneumonia, that you would also just be with him and help the doctors to see clearly what's wrong and to work on that and treat it, and that he would heal and return home safely. And one more praise, that Verna Becker gets the opportunity to turn 95 years old this week, and we just praise you for that and everything she has done and all the lives she has touched, and just thank you for everything that you've done for us, and just thank you for this congregation and the time that we get together with you. And we just pray that this morning that hearts and minds will be open to your word, and that you would speak through Mr. Hall as he delivers your message this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm gonna sing one of the one of my favorite hymns. It's translated from English to my own language. I have decided to follow Jesus. من خواستم باشم پیرو عیسی، من خواستم باشم پیرو عیسی، من خواستم باشم پیرو عیسی، بر نگردم جهان در عقب صلیب کرد پیشو، جهان در عقب صلیب کرد پیشو، جهان در عقب صلیب کرد پیشو، بر نگردم I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Barnagardam. The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. هنوزم او را تعقیب خواهم کرد، هنوزم او را تعقیب خواهم کرد، هنوزم او را تعقیب خواهم کرد، بر نگردم No one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. جهان از من گیر مسیح به من ده، جهان از من گیر مسیح به من ده، جهان از من گیر مسیح به من ده، بر نگردم You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Sorry. My name is Abram. I'm from SBA. Most of you know me. I'm a senior. And this is Persian language used in Afghanistan and also Iran and Tajikistan as well. And today's message is about the lost souls. So it kind of talked about not turning back from Jesus, though things would come in our lives. We have to be faithful and finish the race. So, yeah. Thank you.
Take your hymnals if you would, or stand please as we sing hymn number 380, also on the screen. Just the Closer Walk with Thee. Take time to be holy. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to see. Make time to be holy, the world rushes on, much time spent in sin. To be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not before him,
trust in His word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath His control, thus led by His Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.